This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As we approach the tail end of the year, little opposition remains to year-round E15 sales. The biggest issue holding back legislation at the federal level is an opportunity to move an E15 bill through Congress, says RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper. We will hear more from Cooper next.
Start your trading day the right way with Market Matters, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network's first look at the grain markets. Every morning, we bring you the numbers from the overnight session, plus a quick snapshot of the macroeconomy and what's driving market moves. Need to know what's coming next? Market Matters gives you a daily preview of market-moving news and reports so you're ready for the trading day ahead. And don't miss our daily livestock market outlook. Get the analyst predictions before the markets open. Get the edge you need. Tune into Market Matters every weekday morning, only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The biggest issue holding back E15 legislation at the federal level is an opportunity to move an E15 bill through Congress, says Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper.
There's not a lot of opposition to the year-round E15 legislation that's been introduced in Congress. It really comes down to finding a vehicle, finding an opportunity to move that legislation.
However, in a partisan Congress, Cooper says support for E15 is on both sides of the aisle. He says he is hopeful that a nationwide E15 bill can cross the finish line in the next few months.
Congress isn't passing a lot of bills these days. They're just coming out of a shutdown, so there are not a lot of opportunities to get legislation done and across the goal line. That's been the biggest hurdle that we've been facing. But there is a lot of support, both sides of the aisle. It's bipartisan. We have the support of the Trump administration, so we're very hopeful that here in the last few weeks of the year and maybe into January, there's going to be an opportunity to move that legislation, get it across the goal line, and get that hurdle out of the way once and for all.
He details the timeline for potential inclusion of nationwide E15 legislation.
Well, we think there are going to be a few packages, legislative packages, that are going to move by the end of the year. There's a lot of talk about what's called a minibus that might address some healthcare legislation and some other issues. That could create an opportunity for us to slide that E15 language in there. There's also still some talk about a potential emergency farm aid package. So those are both potential vehicles.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.